I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 1832. American author Louisa May Alcott was born in Germantown, Pennsylvania. Alcott is most well known for her classic book Little Women and its two sequels. She also wrote a novel called Work, A Story of Experience. Alcott drew on her personal experiences for the novel. She herself had to go to work to support her family at an early age. She worked as a teacher, a seamstress, a governess, and a writer. In her novel, Alcott tells the story of Christy Devon, a young woman trying to support herself in spite of all the odds stacked against her. In the book, Christy makes the difficult decision to leave her family to enter the workforce. She explains to her uncle, "I am willing to work, but I want work that I can put my heart into and feel that it does me good. No matter how hard it is, I only ask for a chance to be a useful, happy woman, and I don't think that is a bad ambition." She starts with several odd jobs, and the book traces Christy's journey as she tries different work opportunities. The book ends with Christy becoming an activist, giving a new voice to working women. The novel explores issues of social justice, women's rights, and their roles beyond the family. This book also uncovers the changing nature of women's work in the new industrial era. Although it's a fictional account, the book captures the experiences of many women of that age. As Alcott wrote, "Christy was one of that large class of women who, moderately endowed with talents, earnest and true-hearted, are driven by necessity, temperament, or principle out into the world to find support, happiness, and homes for themselves." Labor History in 2 brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on the Twitters at Labor History in 2.